So, as you know, we're in a season of transitions right now, and while it's something that we've been talking a lot about over the course of the year and anticipating, the Leadership Collective, thought it would be important today to spend some time really focusing on that and recognizing the significance of this transition as a community. That's what we're going to try to facilitate this morning, some space for that. For me, it's like, feels kind of normal, and also I know it's not business as usual, and that's sitting like really close to me today. So I was just telling Jen that I spent a fair amount of time yesterday just crying, and that those tears just kept coming in waves, you know. And it wasn't even something that I could like point at and say what it was all about, but just like crying that needed to happen. I've been thinking about transition and childbirth as we go through this as a community. And yesterday made me think of that because I was just a mess. Like, I just was. The definition for the word transition is the process or a period of changing from one state or condition to another. And change is hard. So I think it's kind of fitting to think about labor and birth because the Imagination team used the metaphor of a pregnancy as like a framework and a timeline for how to think about the next season here and come up with a plan for that. And so I've been thinking about what it would be like for God to come to us right now as a midwife. Any midwife will tell you that transition is often the hardest part of labor. A woman in transition is often disoriented and confused. She's nauseous. This is all with very good cause. Transition marks the final stage of labor just before the birth. And at this point, the body takes over, and there's a real sense of losing control. So it's at this moment when most birthing women will start to say, "I can't." So, as I was saying, "I can't," on my couch yesterday, crying to God, I imagined God coming to me like a midwife. And so I'm just going to invite you to close your eyes, and I'm going to tell you what a midwife would say. Breathe. Really breathe. Now have a sip of water. When did you last eat? How about a spoonful of honey for some extra energy? Change positions often. Push, push, push. Breathe. Unclench your jaw, your shoulders, your fists. And to every "it hurts," she echoes her agreement, "it does hurt." And to every "I can't," a knowing smile crosses her face and she whispers, "Oh, but you are, you are, you are." Amen. Rachel is going to come up today and talk to us a bit about thresholds and transitions. So, thanks, Rachel.
Thank you, Jess. I feel all kind of teary and softer now. I feel like maybe I need a midwife in my life. Tell me that kind of thing, thankfully. That'd be nice. So, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Pete. So, the New Leadership Collective wanted to share with everyone today a reading that was that became meaningful in the Imagination Team process. And it became meaningful first in the Imagination Team when we kind of ended up, we ended up kind of synchronicitously using it as a contemplative opening in one of our meetings, and we all really resonated with it. And so then when we came up with a proposal for a way forward after the Fitch's retirement, we invited the leadership team to read this passage before reading the proposal. And I believe that they resonated with it too. So we wanted to share it with you today. So this is a reflection written by the late great Irish poet and philosopher John O'Donoghue. And it's about thresholds. And in a few minutes, after I share just a few introductory thoughts, we'll listen to the reading together in a contemplative, reflective way, seeing how it might speak to each of us. And then we'll use it as a springboard for the opportunity to share our responses to it in just small groups. And always want to say, or pairs, if that feels better, or you can sit it out, or just listen to other people. Always options. So I won't say too much about thresholds, because John O'Donoghue says it much better, and also will probably say it better when we how it resonates with us. But I will introduce this idea by saying that in its simplest, most physical form, a threshold is what we cross when we go through a doorway to enter a room or a house. I just wanted to say this really interesting thing that I read. You know when you go into another room to do something and then you find out you just can't remember why you were there? You know? Yeah, so everyone's like, It's not just you. So apparently, this is a thing. It's about the threshold. There's something that happens when we cross over a threshold from one space to another. It's an evolutionary thing where the brain is making some space for a new situation that's going to need, maybe it will be dangerous, say, and so you're going to need some more something. It does a brain dump. So you go through, and you're like, shoot, I don't know what is going on. So it's not just you. It's a thing. So that makes me think we should all just have one big rooms with no doorways or something. Is that what you're saying? And then we'll never forget anything. So it's like, I'm safe, it's okay, I know exactly what I'm doing at all times. Anyway, I just think that's a really interesting thing about the idea of how thresholds are even subconsciously, just physically and subconsciously, really important. And something's going on that we don't know is going on always, you know. I didn't plan to say that, but I just thought it was really interesting. So, threshold, the idea of a doorway, that's what it means physically, but then obviously we extend this idea of threshold more metaphorically, and that's what John O'Donoghue does in this reflection that we'll engage with today. So then we talk about thresholds, kind of like Jess has already been doing today, as moments or times of transition and change. Where there's a metaphorical but still very real crossing taking place from one state or season, experience or way of life to another. So just as the threshold of a physical doorway is a space, in that blessing, it's in between space, it's not here, it's neither here nor there, you know, but somehow in between, and still really necessary to pass through when we want, or maybe are forced, to move from one place to another. So less physically, more metaphorically, as humans we regularly find ourselves experiencing in between times. They're not what was, but they're not clearly something new yet. You know, there's a change that's happened, But we don't know exactly what that change means yet. It hasn't all unfolded. And whatever causes the change for us, there's inherently a lot of uncertainty and just unknowing in transitional times like these, which can naturally be accompanied by anxiety or fear, maybe resistance, but also excitement or hope at the possibility of the new space or new season or way of life. So, I think we're just going to come at this whole change we're experiencing as a community in lots of different metaphorical ways. It's a birth, it's a doorway, because it's an important time. And so it's important to almost like pause on the doorway, like, here we are. Yeah. Because we do stand right on the cusp of a threshold as a church community. And it's not the first time that we've crossed a threshold by any means as a community, but this is a very significant one. And it means different things for different people. You know, I've been here, part of this community, for about 15 years, you know, so, and I've experienced a few different changes, thresholds in that time. Some of you have been here longer, like maybe the whole 30 years that the community's been alive, and this threshold then means something different to you than it does to me. Some of us have been here shorter times. Again, that will change maybe what this transition feels like. But we're all here at the threshold together. Yeah, Pete?
I want to thank God every day that I'm alive.
Yes. Amen.
Because you were talking about it here a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank God every day I'm alive.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Love it. So while each of us have different experiences in this church community, so we may feel differing levels of belonging or ownership here, and those differences will affect how we experience the threshold that we stand on today, we're all at it together. And so hopefully engaging with this text today and having a chance to share with each other what comes up for each of us will give us, both as individuals and as a community, the chance to just pay attention, to notice and process some of what this threshold means for us. So this is how we will proceed. We're going to hear this piece read twice, once by me and the other time by Rosie. Don't put it up yet. No, too soon. They'll start reading that. And we'll try to read it quite slowly and reflectively. So you might want to close your eyes and just listen if you prefer that. Or you can read along with the slides later. But either way, just to say that this isn't an exercise in trying to like get it all, you know, take the whole thing in. So some of it may mean nothing to you. It might just wash over you almost unnoticed. So instead of it being an exercise in trying to get it, it's an exercise in listening with our hearts open for how the Spirit may be speaking to each of us through these words. So that may be through one word or a simple phrase. I remember one time doing this kind of exercise, the words that really struck me were just, do not imagine. You know, it wasn't anything to do with the whole rest of the thing. It was just, do not imagine. And it was like, up to the heart when I realised what it meant to be, you know. So it can be really simple phrases, or it might be a sentence or an idea or an image that sticks out to you from the text. And we're wanting to listen contemplatively here. Many of you will know this is what ancient monastics would call Lectio Divina, or sacred reading. I love this idea of thinking about contemplative reading, that instead of us trying to grasp the text, like we do with other kinds of reading when we want information from it, in contemplative reading, we're kind of allowing the text to grasp us. Like allowing ourselves, opening ourselves to allow it to impact us, to move us, to speak to us in some way. So after each of these two readings, we'll leave some silence for you to just be reflecting on what you've heard and what might have grasped you just time to turn it over in your mind and your heart. Be curious about it without needing to figure it all out. Just asking, why this word or phrase? What is it saying to me? What am I feeling about it? What's it inviting me to or asking of me? And again, there's no right or wrong way to feel or think or wonder here. And it doesn't have to be a positive experience either. You know, it doesn't have to be like a something that's new, like, oh, I really resonate with that. It can be like, that bothers me, you know? And that's what you sit with. And you're just like, why does that bother me, right? So whatever happens or doesn't happen for you is A-okay. And that's because you are A-okay. and it's probably worth saying here too, that even though we're engaging with this text on thresholds today, because of the threshold we're at as a community, that might not be what comes for you as you listen. It might be a totally different situation or experience of threshold that you're at personally, that's evoked for you, and if so, that's amazing. So there's no like expected outcome here. We're just being here with this text together. And so after we've heard the piece twice and had some time for silent reflection, I'll suggest how to share whatever you feel comfortable sharing in a small group or for whatever came to you. Okay, so now, Walter, you may put it up. You can close your eyes, though, if you find it, if you'd like it, just to wash over you. So this reading is adapted from John O'Donohue's book, To Bless the Space Between Us. We find ourselves crossing some new threshold we had never anticipated. Like spring, secretly at work within the heart of winter, below the surface of our lives, huge changes are in fermentation. We never suspect a thing. Then, when the grip of some long-enduring winter mentality begins to loosen, we find ourselves vulnerable to a flourish of possibility. And we are suddenly negotiating the challenge of a threshold. At any time, you can ask yourself, at which threshold am I now standing? At this time in my life, what am I leaving? Where am I about to enter? What is preventing me from crossing my next threshold? What gift would enable me to do it? A threshold is not a simple boundary. It is a frontier that divides two different territories, rhythms, and atmospheres. At this threshold, a great complexity of emotions comes alive. Confusion, fear, excitement, sadness, hope. This is one of the reasons such vital crossings were always clothed in ritual. It is wise in your own life to be able to recognize and acknowledge the key thresholds, to take your time, to feel all the varieties of presence that accrue there, to listen inward with complete attention until you hear the inner voice calling you forward. The time has come to cross. To acknowledge and cross a new threshold is always a challenge. It demands courage and also a sense of trust in whatever is emerging. This becomes essential when a threshold opens suddenly in front of you, one for which you have no preparation. Suddenly, you stand on completely strange ground, and a new course of life has to be embraced. Especially at such times, we desperately need blessing and protection. Though we know one another's names and recognize one another's faces, we never know what destiny shapes each life. The script of individual destiny is secret. It is hidden behind and beneath the sequence of happenings that is continually unfolding for us. Each life is a mystery that is never finally available to the mind's light or questions. that we are here is a huge affirmation. Somehow, life needed us and wanted us to be. To sense and trust this primeval acceptance can open a vast spring of trust within the heart. It can free us into a natural courage that casts out fear and opens up our lives to become voyages of discovery, creativity, and compassion. No threshold need be a threat, but rather an invitation and a promise.
We find ourselves crossing some new threshold we had never anticipated. Like spring secretly at work within the heart of winter, below the surface of our lives, huge changes are in fermentation. We never suspect a thing. Then when the grip of some long-enduring winter mentality begins to loosen, we find ourselves vulnerable to a flourish of possibility. And we are suddenly negotiating the challenge of a threshold. At any time, you can ask yourself, at which threshold am I now standing? At this time in my life, what am I leaving? Where am I about to enter? What is preventing me from crossing my next threshold? What gift would enable me to do it? A threshold is not a simple boundary. It is a frontier that divides two different territories, rhythms, and atmospheres. At this threshold, a great complexity of emotions comes alive. Confusion, fear, excitement, sadness, hope. This is one of the reasons such vital crossings were always clothed in ritual. It is wise in your own life to be able to recognize and acknowledge the key thresholds, to take your time, to feel all the varieties of presence that accrue there, to listen inward with complete attention until you hear the inner voice calling you forward. The time has come to cross. To acknowledge and cross a new threshold is always a challenge. It demands courage and also a sense of trust in whatever is emerging. This becomes essential when a threshold opens suddenly in front of you, one for which you have no preparation. Suddenly you stand on completely strange ground, and a new course of life has to be embraced. Especially at such times, we desperately need blessing and protection. Though we know one another's names and recognize one another's faces, we never know what destiny shapes each life. The script of individual destiny is secret. It is hidden behind and beneath the sequence of happenings that is continually unfolding for us. Each life is a mystery that is never finally available to the mind's light or questions. That we are here is a huge affirmation. Somehow, life needed us and wanted us to be. To sense and trust the primeval acceptance can open a vast spring of trust within the heart. It can free us into a natural courage that casts out fear and opens up our lives to become voyages of discovery, creativity, and compassion. No threshold need to be a threat, but rather an invitation and a promise.
So we'll take about 8 minutes, I think, to share with, if you would like to share something of what happened for you in that time. So it could be groups of three up to maybe five, could be a pair if you'd rather that. You could be in a small group but just pass and listen to other people. Just to listen to others is a wonderful gift. You could sit this out, go to the kitchen or something. Just tell people no, whatever you would like. But if you would like to share, groups 3-5. So I'll have... Okay. Thank you, everybody. Oh, is that on?
Yeah, it is.
It sounded not on for a second.
It wasn't.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. In whatever way you took part in that. Would anyone like to just share a thought that felt important to the bigger group?
Spring mentioned a couple times. It seemed like the timing is all wrong. But I'm going through a number of changes in my own, including moving here among a number of other things. And Ansel pointed out that in that first line talks about spring secretly at work within the heart of awakening, so that the fermentation is taking place under the carpet. So maybe now is an appropriate time, to think about the change that's already happening.
Mm. Mm, that's beautiful. Thank you. What's your name? I don't know.
Dan.
Hi, Dan. Thank you. Any last burning thoughts before we end?
Yeah. Sure, I was just going to say that.
Would you want to say anything?
No, that's a word.
I was just saying in my group that work-wise, and I feel like there's a lot of changes, and just life-wise, there's a lot of changes happening. And transition has been the huge word for me. In work, through all the things that we're doing, it's transition, 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 and it's just refreshing to have different language to put towards those changes or those transitions. And Yeah, it's just a change of perspective and how to do something.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah.
One of the things that was shared in the group that I'm part of was the image of the threshold shifting to more like a bridge. And,
a bridge?
Yeah, a bridge like around.
Oh, a bridge?
Bridge, a bridge in between two things rather than walking through a doorway. And that really caught my attention, but it took me a minute to realize that if you're on a bridge, you're outdoors. And you can see so much more of the world around you and just the beauty of the earth and everything that's happening here. And to me, that is so much more life-giving than standing, walking through a doorway between two rooms with four walls around me. So
yeah.
I think one of the things that also it's just about seeing things. That I need a different place to stand or a different way to acknowledge all this change and see that it might not be all threatening or just all, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's an open outdoor space for one of the things could be.
Thank you. It seemed built similar to what I was noticing in the text, which was I love him talking about threshold as a frontier. And because that feels really spacious to me. Like it could be a really big swath. What's the word?
Swath.
Just sounded really wrong in my head for a second. A big swath of land, you know? And then coupled with the a vast spring of trust within the heart. They both felt really spacious and like abundant and generous to me. I love the thought of a threshold, even with its challenges, being like just so full of abundance and spaciousness. Yeah. Okay. Any last burning thoughts? Yes.
For me, one of the things that was comforting. Always in readings like this is to kind of locate yourself or to look a little more clearly. I don't know. what was comforting to me is this line that at this threshold, complexity of emotions comes alive, confusion, fear, excitement, sadness, and hope. And it just resonated for me with what I've been experiencing. Lately, so it's just like, I think we're always just trying to find ourselves in these passages, and so yeah, that was just like a little gift to be like, oh yeah, well, this is where I am, and it's okay.
Yeah. Yay, Lorna. Right. Thank you, everybody, and I wanted to finish just with a prayer. Can you bring that up on the slide? Come on, Walter. He's either putting it up too soon or not putting it up at all. So I don't know if you're familiar with this, but it's prayer of St. Brendan, who is a Celtic saint. He's meant to have gone on not just a normal pilgrimage, but like set out with a group of people in a little coracle, like a boat without sails or rudder, just like, let's see where this takes us. So Brendan the Voyager, he's sometimes called. So I thought we could pray this together, just read it out. And then this is us blessing each other as a final blessing before we go our separate ways into our week. Help us to journey beyond the familiar and into the unknown. Give us the faith to leave old ways and break fresh ground with you. Christ of the mysteries, we trust you to be stronger than each storm within us. We will trust in the darkness and know that our times, even now, are in your hand.
tune our spirit to the music of heaven, and somehow make our obedience count for you.